This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
My special guest tonight on Bent Notes is a gentleman who started his own group. In fact, I think he's got a couple of projects underway, but this one we're talking about tonight, he describes as a post-rock jazz group, and his name is Matthew Roach. Welcome back, Matthew.
Thank you for having me back.
It's been about 12 months or a bit more than that, I think.
More than 12 months, actually, yeah.
And you had your it was a second album, wasn't it, that you were here for last time?
Yeah, the second album.
What was the response like to that one?
It was pretty good. There was a lot of play on Bent Notes, which is great, your program.
Oh, indeed,
and
yes.
Community radio, like Triple R, PBS. We also did two tours, and they were well received. We went to...
Two tours?
We went to Tasmania and did a show at Mona Museum.
Yes. Yeah.
And then we did a tour, like an East Coast tour to like Sydney and DY, which is just north of Sydney.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of shows in Melbourne. And yeah, it went well.
Excellent. Now, Soft Power is not a rehearsal band. It's a working band. You get out there and gig from time to time.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah. Have you got any residencies at the moment?
No, we don't. Not at the moment. But we have done,
you have done some
before. Yeah.
Yeah. So what is it about the band that allows you to get out there and do regular residencies? Is it your repertoire? Is it the style of music?
I think it's both. The repertoire, like, dictates our style of music, which I think is like unique towards what we want to achieve. Like, we're all jazz musicians in our own right and have like separate jazz projects. This one is more a chance to really focus on the song writing aspect a bit more, and composition, also production with this new single that you're about to hear. It's been getting a bit more into production and just trying to amplify, I guess, little moments in the song through the recording.
So when you say getting more into production,
yeah,
does that mean that you've got more active in production where others would have done that in the past, or is it meaning you're doing more within the song from an electronic production perspective?
Yeah, more within the song, I think.
Now, you have a three-member... it's a trio of three members, of course. you have Oscar Nayland on the double bass.
Yep. That's
and
correct.
Christopher Cameron on the drums.
Yeah.
Do you all contribute equally to your compositions, or is it a leader type led process, or is it?
It can be a little bit, I guess, tyrannical. Is that, I don't even know that's a word. Like a tyranny by myself, because I write all the music, but then I bring it into Oscar and Chris, and we arrange it together. That's why it's definitely more of a band these days rather than a solo project. And then, so they take equal like songwriting credit.
So you're coming up with the ideas, with the general gist of what the composition needs to be.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
You're bringing in Oscar and Chris to fill in from their perspective what they hear in your music.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot of, that's why I definitely classify it as a band, is there's a lot of trust involved for those two and for me to let go of like, I guess, my idea of what I have. And it's interesting watching, maybe like having a vision for a song and then bringing it into these guys, and it just totally changes, which is really cool. It's great. And then like you let go of your previous expectations about what you wanted to do, because now it becomes something bigger than what you originally wanted it to be.
That's the basis, though, I suppose, in a sense of the improvisatory concept that everyone contributes.
For sure. And it's really interesting with this band, because there's still quite a lot of improvisation, but it's more like we're controlling the set time or like the structure when we improvise, which is very common to jazz and improvised music. But the thing is, like with this band, it's so short. Now, like with the single, it's like only 3 minutes long. So we're thinking about it more in like little sparks and little bursts. Yeah, just trying to control the parameters a bit more.
When you're doing a three-minute song and you consider that often you'll sit down and watch a jazz muso improvise for 10 minutes.
it's definitely been a conscious choice to not do that. I think more what I was saying earlier about just getting back to like the song and thinking about it more in terms of like how a singer-songwriter or I guess a band with vocals would operate. Yeah, in that sense, it's always kind of been a bit like an instrumental pop band. That's been the one of the creative goals.
Well, that's
true.
Pop music sits around about the 3-minute mark.
Yeah,
good for radio.
Yeah, yeah.
So the three of you you've all improvising jazz musicians.
Yeah.
Do you all play across genres?
Yeah, I think so. Particularly Chris, he's quite diverse with his projects. He plays in a lot of prog rock bands and also metal bands, and I play in this other punk, this punk jazzy punk band called Hydra Fashion Week, which is kind of weird and cool. And then I also
another
have
another name.
Yeah. And then I have like when I was writing a lot of stuff for Soft Power, I realized I needed to perhaps cater to my jazz tendencies as well. So now I've started a new jazz trio called Joying, which is definitely more traditional jazz.
Joying.
Joying, yeah.
J-O-Y-I-N-G.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Please don't sue me.
So what's the difference between Soft Power and Joying?
It's a really good question. I think Joying is very much more in the jazz tradition of having, I guess, heads or little melodies that then the band improvise with.
Right.
Whereas Soft Power is getting into like through composed music as well. So changing the song itself, like Counting Sheep, which we're about to talk about, it's almost like two songs in one. And so there's definitely that more, I think, conceptual aspect with Soft Power compared to Joying, which is, I write all the music for Joying as well, but the songs, they're kind of, they're not necessarily so autobiographical. You know, it's just like, oh, this is just a nice thing that kind of floats along.
A little bit like a traditional song that, Fly Me to the Moon, for instance, that Frank Sinatra might have sang, 3-minute song, but then you will improvise around that.
And yeah, yeah.
Do you get more than 3 minutes worth out of the band?
Definitely,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And I think it's a good challenge for Oscar and Chris and for myself to play something that's, I guess, meaningful and not so, like filler. I think we've definitely not like with jazz, but sometimes we can be searching for something, and that's why with Soft Power it's very composed and like trying to just amplify a really little moment that we think we'd play it when we improvised, but then recording that and making that about that thing.
Mm-hmm. Now you're here to talk specifically about a piece of music called Counting Sheep, which,
yep,
you've mentioned.
That's correct.
I love the title. Where did it come from? The name.
So the name. It's always hard, like, did the name of the song come before the song? But this one was, I wanted to express this idea about, like, we've just recorded an album, which will be coming out at some point, yeah.
So this is the single off the album?
Yeah, and it's a single off the album. And conceptually, what I wanted to do is bring some things from my childhood and things about, I guess, Australian identity that are important to me, and, like, reflecting on that process. So Counting Sheep is part of that.
Counting Sheep is very Australian. It certainly feels very Australian.
Great. That's good.
Now, you made a comment before about Counting Sheep being two songs in one. How have you achieved two songs out of what sounds like one title? And it's only 3 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. When we were arranging it as a band, there was a decision we had to make about how many times are we going to repeat a section. Like the first, I think, minute is like these two phrases, and I think originally we would play that a lot longer, and we made the effort to just play it twice, I think, just to leave people wanting a bit more. Also to create, I guess, a bit more of a dream world, like Counting Sheep is what, like, you know, kids do when they're trying to get to sleep, or anyone for that matter, and then trying to express perhaps the band being in like two different moments rather than just one. Like, I think jazz, it's like all about being in the moment, but here we have like these multiple moments where we're kind of just trying to exist.
Was it difficult for you to put the track down and not go improvising for minutes on end?
For sure. Like, like when we listen to the track, there's like a 30-second guitar solo, even less, and the actual solo is like 2 minutes long, and we faded it out.
Oh, did you really? So, as a musician, you're actually able to enjoy the experience of improvising for a reasonable amount of time, but then technically you've just chopped it back.
Yeah, very much in the style of all the pop music from like the 60s and so on, and even today, like, yeah, the fade out.
Well. So Counting Sheep is two songs in one.
That's one way of looking at it, or it could just be one song. But yeah.
Now, I'm intrigued with your description of Counting Sheep, because you talk about exploring your obsession with Australian kitsch.
Yeah, for sure.
And suburbia, which deals with the milk bars of years gone by. We don't have them anymore. They were marvellous.
If you check out some of our, I guess, social media, we just did some new press shots and we're standing in front of a milk bar.
Ooh. I love it. I love it indeed. How do you take that idea in your mind of a milk bar and put it into music?
I guess going back to Australian, I think that's a really interesting idea, particularly at the moment when we consider perhaps like our treatment of First Nations people and trying to, I guess, reconcile with that in an authentic way. I've always found that what I can express is like through music. So rather than talking to people about things, I think I find music more, I think a lot of musicians find it more direct or immediate to use their music to express something. So going back to the Australianness, there's definitely, I feel like an Australian sound with like 70s rock music, and like I grew up listening to Paul Kelly and like, you know, chorused guitars and those effects. And that's definitely something I brought in to make it replicate, I guess, a milk bar.
I think we should have a listen to it shortly. But before we do, I'm looking at the launch information, and you talk about, you've got that beautiful picture of the milk bar there, and then you've got a couple of other shots of you hanging around and a blue door and then a blue sky. And the blue, of course, of the milk bar, is there something about blue that fits with Soft Power?
I think that's the colour. That's definitely the colour for Soft Power. When I describe the music to, I guess, different graphic designers, I'm always going with pastels and blue and pink and, yeah, that those type of colours.
Because they do come out nicely. And the the Counting Sheep itself, you've got a bit of artwork for there that, again...
Yeah, so that was designed by Liz Harvey.
She's done a marvellous job.
Yeah, it's great. Really happy with that.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
Matthew, you're performing the launch of Counting Sheep at the Gasometer upstairs on August the 8th. What's happening at that gig? We're not just going to hear 3 minutes of music, are we?
No, you're not. You're also going to hear... we've got some really great supports. On the night, we've got Alistair, which is a new folk duo of Clancy Milne, and Natalie Carolyn. So this is a new group that was formed very recently, and, yeah, it's going to be Clancy. They're both vocalists, and Clancy's also playing guitar. So that's going to be really nice. I'm looking forward to that one.
It will be.
And then we also have Mel Taylor supporting with her band. So Mel is very well known in the jazz scene, and this is her new singer-songwriter project, playing some of her original music. And with the band, she's got Theo Carbo on guitar, Isaac Ganu on double bass, and Madison Carter on drums. So we've got another great band.
Fantastic band.
And then Soft Power will be playing. I always feel like with these big shows that we put on, we try to put on, I guess, some different artists that we've been wanting to play with for a while, and also, I guess, just give the listeners a chance to experience something new.
Where else can you do that other than festivals and gigs such as this one?
For sure, yeah, exactly.
So from Soft Power on that night, you'll be playing Counting Sheep.
We might play it. No, yeah, we will.
Will there be any other music previews of the upcoming album?
I think we'll play some songs from the new album, yeah.
Probably will. And a bit of the older music as well.
Yeah, some of the hits.
Sounds great. Absolutely superb. Just remind me, where did the name Soft Power come from?
It's a good question. It's hard to... I think it was more trying to put into what we wanted to achieve. Like when we started, I had like a manifesto for the band about particularly this idea of like softness not being a weakness. That I came up with some points, which I also found... When I looked into it more, I found like heaps of other great artists and writers who've already done work in that field. So I definitely don't want to take credit for that, but I was very inspired that message. Particularly, I think with jazz, the tendency just to play a lot of stuff, and I think there can be some power and some shorter. So that's kind of where Soft Power came from.
I love that description.
Thank you.
That is superb. So Soft Power refers to your ability to be able to play with power, but softly.
Yeah, because it's a political term about influencing people not through violence but through like owning the world So in a musical term, it's definitely, we're definitely not trying to do that. But I do, I have imagined it as being kind of music for like a utopian society, or it, there's, I think particularly when the absence of vocals and kind of creating more personal sound worlds, it can sound, I guess, a little bit timeless or not from, or can sound retro, or because it's not about what's happening right now. It's like could be from any time.
Post-rock jazz now in my mind is gelling with the soft power, as you've explained where the names come from. It's sort of starting to make sense now.
Great.
To me, anyway.
Oh, good.
Hopefully it makes sense to the listener as well. Thank you so much, Matthew, for popping in to tell us about counting sheep.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Do you count sheep? One, two...
All the time.
Sleep? Oh, marvellous. A few last words before we have a listen to Counting Sheep.
Thanks so much for having me, and hopefully see you at the launch.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Yes, indeed it will. Counting Sheep, though, last words about Counting Sheep. Quick description again.
Quick. It starts with quite, I guess, a vulnerable or like exposed guitar line that then is joined by some drum and bass. And then what happens is we gradually add more and more effects to like the signals distorted. So taking like, I guess, a traditional jazz trio and then slowly, slowly warping it until it changes into a new song.
I reckon we need to have a listen to that, Matthew.
Great.
Thank you again for coming in, spending the time here in Bent Notes. We look forward to seeing you perform on August the 8th at the Gasometer upstairs, corner of Alexander Parade and Smith Street.
That's it.
And their website is thegasometerhotel.com.au, where you can get your tickets and see a bit more information about that particular gig with Mel Taylor and Alistair.
Fantastic.
Here is Counting Sheep on Bent Notes.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.